The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker. And with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us for the second week in a row, the Dime Bank, Rory McGee and Melanie Seagraves. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been providing quality service to all our clients. We are a Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office year after year. Our realtors have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on. We get a 1,000 hits a month on that camera. And we get people from all over the world. We had one woman came in. She was like, oh, I look at this from New Mexico all the time. It just is like on my bucket list. I was like, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, that'll probably never happen again.
No, that was funny. One of those moments.
Check us out on social media and view our listings. Search the MLS listings and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. Don't forget about the podcast that we feature this radio show on, and the podcast apps that we feature this show on are listed at jruddy.com. Okay, we have Melanie Seagraves, Vice President, Mortgage Loan Originator, and Rory McGee, Vice President, Banking Relationship Officer with the Dime Bank, once again today here with us. Please tell me about the history of the Dime Bank and who you are and where you do it from, please.
Well, we're a small community bank centered in Honesdale. We give out green money just like the rest of the banks. We just like to think that we do it with a little bit more of a personal touch and a little bit more of effectiveness and efficiency than the others.
9 locations, growing bank.
Lackawanna County, Wayne County, Pike County. We've just stepped into the Scranton area and opened a new branch at the Marketplace, which we're excited about. But we're a full service bank. You can find us anywhere in those three counties.
The Marketplace is at the Steamtown Mall.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We're right next door to Starbucks, the coffee shop. You can find us. We have a ready and willing and able team in there that is ready to help you with whatever you need.
Okay, so one of the things that when we were talking to buyers and they haven't been pre-approved, we like to give three names. You know, some banks and some, you know, traditional bankers, and as well as some mortgage offices. What are some common misconceptions people have regarding regular banks? I know the answer to this. Do you?
Sure. So basically, we're a small community bank. So you're dealing with one person. From application to closing, we actually, a lot of the finance companies don't come to closing. We actually come to closing to support our customer to go over our documents along with their attorney, their closing agent. So we have found that you're not getting surprises. We're letting you know. You'll know well ahead of time what you're going to need for closing, your interest rate, and all of the documents that are needed. So it's a nice, smooth.
So you're hands-on, but one of the misconceptions I find people have regarding bankers is that you have bankers' hours. And bankers' hours could be, I mean, in today's world, it's different than it was pre-COVID. It used to be 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, but now it's very limited. Like you have this 10 to 1 window with people anymore, or like off on Fridays. So do you get that? Do people feel like they can't, they have a hard time getting someone at a branch or at one of your locations, or are you available 24/7?
I'm available 24/7. I will make myself available for evenings. I know that it's, you know, difficult for people. They're working. So, you know, we want to be available when they've got their time, you know, after they get home from work or after dinner when they've got the kids settled. So I'm available evenings. I'm available on the weekends. And you're not going to get an answering machine saying,
I'll be back on Monday morning at 11 a.m.
All right, so absolutely. When I'm watching Saturday Night Live, and I remember that I want to file for a mortgage, I should give you a jingle? No.
They have a website for that.
I don't know, because I do like Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
But also, The Dime, I was going to say this when Rory was speaking, they did the project on North Washington Avenue, that huge... That was the PP&L substation that is a huge storage area. They did the financing for that, and I drive by it, and they have this huge banner. I'm like, and then I thought, well, that's not the same Dime that I used when I was a kid, but it's great that a local bank is
funding the project.
Yes.
And you do, I mean, we're talking for the purposes of our radio show because we primarily do residential real estate, but you do quite a bit of commercial.
Well, commercial is really what I would consider our bank's wheelhouse. I wouldn't say specialize in, but we do quite a bit of commercial lending. In the counties we operate, there are a lot of camps. We are a big participant in the camp industry, but we're certainly, like I said earlier, we're a full service bank. We do commercial lending, we do real estate lending, consumer lending, we do it all. But yes, we do quite a bit of commercial lending along with real estate lending.
So someone can get in touch with you. And I think that sometimes people need to hear that. You're not limited to the workday, Monday through Friday. You're available in the evenings and the weekends. Because sometimes pre-approvals, those people that need that pre-approval, that doesn't happen Monday through Friday. The weekday, workday, it happens after hours.
Sure. There's a lot of people that go on the weekends to look at a home. And if they're going to look at a home, they want a pre-approval because there could be a bidding war. And they want to make sure that they're prepared so they have their pre-approval available. We have people that have really thought they found the perfect home for themselves, but they didn't have a pre-approval ahead of time. So, you know, by the time they go to their bank, get their pre-approval and put the offer in.
It's too late.
Yeah.
They're out. And in that market that we've experienced the last several years, they had to have it in hand. And a lot of sellers, because of the pandemic, didn't want everybody traipsing through their homes. So they put the requirements on realtors to be pre-approved prior to... I mean, there was a lot of higher-end homes that always had that in place, be pre-approved before you make an appointment. But during COVID, when people were selling, they didn't... Even if it was a vacant house, they wanted a pre-approval. And a lot of realtors, because we were running so often, every day, all the time, we needed the pre-approval because we had to know when we were going out that that person was capable of purchasing that home.
Well, and for buyers out there that have those misconceptions about a pre-approval, there's really nothing to it. You can get one relatively easy by either visiting our website, www.thedimebank.com, or just calling Melanie. That the pre-approval is not a cumbersome process. It's really the matter of...
And it doesn't cost anything.
You're not committed to anything with a pre-approval. It just allows you the ability to see the house or the real estate that you're looking to purchase, and it's kind of your ticket through the door, so to speak.
How long does it take for one to receive a pre-approval from the time they call or go on the website?
If they go on the website or if they call and we help them with their application, sometimes it will be immediate at the end of the application. If their credit score is a certain score, their loan to value is good, it will automatically print a pre-approval. If not, within 24 hours, we've got a pre-approval for them.
And some people are pleasantly surprised, aren't they, that they can afford more house than they thought they could.
Well, yeah, and even more so these days with the prices of houses going up, that much more important to get the pre-approval beforehand because, you know, the home that you're buying that you thought was going to be $100,000, It may sell for $150,000 with the way things are going these days. So the pre-approval is really the key up front.
When it comes to mortgages, there's some other common misconceptions that we hear from clients. A lot of people still think they need 20% down. If they tuned into last week's program, they heard of all the opportunities they have for less than 20% down, right? And or that they need perfect credit, and that's not necessarily the case either, right? And I really find that there's a lot of confusion regarding down payments and closing costs. People think they're one and the same a lot of times, especially first-time homebuyers that have never been through the process before. So let's spend some time talking about down payments and closing costs and private mortgage insurance and all that good stuff.
Sure. So basically, yes, there is a difference between the down payment and closing costs. Down payment is the percentage that they're putting down that will come off of the purchase price. So basically, like we had talked before, if you're looking at a $100,000 mortgage, 3% is your down payment, and then you've got additional closing costs. We will give you in the beginning of the application a loan estimate, which will go over all of the closing costs.
Estimated closing costs.
Estimated closing costs. Closer to closing, we'll have exact closing costs, but right in the beginning, it's a loan estimate.
And it gives them a sense of what they need in order to purchase a home.
Absolutely. It gives them an idea of the maximum purchase price that they qualify for, what we're requiring as down money. And if they are not putting 20% down, which we have a lot of programs that do not require the 20% down, but if they aren't putting the 20% down, it also goes over PMI insurance, which is a small premium that's added to their monthly payment until they've paid into their 20%.
Down. Okay, so this is another area that's very confusing to people. Does that automatically drop the PMI, or do they have to do something to trigger that?
It will automatically, once they've paid down their percentage, it will automatically drop off. There are times where they do have the opportunity to pay for an appraisal. If they feel, say they've done a large addition to the house or
a project.
A project where they feel that the value has really increased on the home at a cost to them for an appraisal, which usually runs about $475, $500, we can order an appraisal, see what the value is. If the value does bring them to under 80%, then we will
remove it.
They do have to have PMI for a certain amount of time, but then, yes, there is that opportunity.
All right. Good. More than 80% of would-be homebuyers said they are stressed about affording a down payment. And LendingTree, they did a survey for those who never have owned a home. 41% think a 20% down payment is a requirement to owning a home. So there's a lot of people out there that still think 20% is a normal down payment. Around half of respondents said they don't want to pay private mortgage insurance. So when they don't want to pay private mortgage insurance, they have to put at least 20% down, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. And private mortgage insurance is what? There's a lot of insurance that's thrown around during the purchase of a home. There's homeowners insurance, there's private mortgage insurance, there's title insurance, right?
Yes.
And so I could see for someone that's buying a home for the first time how this can be confusing.
Sure. So the private mortgage insurance is that difference of what they're putting down versus the 20% down. And it is calculated on the amount of the mortgage and also on the loan to value. So there's a calculation that determines what it is monthly. It's added onto your monthly payment. So you have principal interest, you have your PMI insurance. And then if you choose to escrow, you have your escrows of your real estate, school taxes, and your homeowner's insurance.
Okay. So 60% of other respondents said they didn't know how to get rid of the PMI, but you just covered that, Melanie. Thank you. And 34% said they think it has something to do with reaching 20% in home equity, but are unsure if it automatically goes away or if they have to refinance. for those who have purchased their home, around 63% put less than 20% down. Is that what you see? More people put less than 20% down?
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's consistent. Yeah.
All right. Including 17% who put 0% down. And you have a program, USDA, correct?
Correct.
And they don't have to put anything down.
Right. We can do up to 100% financing.
All right. What are the qualifications for that type of mortgage?
USDA simply requires that you're purchasing a eligible property, and USDA has already determined through a series of maps that they've developed which properties are and are not eligible. So for a buyer, they don't need to worry about whether or not the property they're buying is USDA eligible. That's what Melanie is for. So if you're looking at a home, you like it, you want to find out if it's USDA eligible, it's a simple phone call to Melanie. She has the resources to look at it really quickly and say, yes, we can proceed with a USDA loan, or no, we have to pivot and try something different.
Mm-hmm. So what's the basic requirements? That it has to be in the country, rural?
Rural area. USDA, I think, is a derivative of the farming arm of the government, and so most properties are found in rural areas. But in our area, we know there are so many of those. I mean, just outside of Scranton, you can find USDA-eligible homes. Pretty much most of Wayne County and most of Pike County, where we operate, are USDA-eligible homes everywhere.
Yeah, we had a guy on one time, and I says, where's the USDA? He says, usually outside the valley. He says, anything in the valley, like Scranton, anything with that are close to each other, they says they're no good. They're not eligible.
But it's just another program that I think is unique to our area. Not all of our area, but unique to our area, and allows, you know, potential buyers to get into a home with very little, if any, out-of-pocket expense. And I think that's its biggest selling point, is if you're interested in buying a home and you don't have, you know, a bunch of money saved in the bank, look towards USDA. And again, Melanie's the expert. It's just a phone call to her and she can walk you right through the rest.
Sure. And also, too, you know, if you come to us and you don't qualify for the USDA, we've got other programs that we can check to, or we've got our traditional, where we can finance up to 95% of the purchase price. So there are a lot of avenues that we have that are not requiring that 20% down.
Yeah, excellent. Because a lot of people feel like that's going to hold them back, right?
Right.
So 30% of homeowners said in retrospect they wish they had put more money down, including 44% of millennials. For current homeowners, 55% said their down payment came from money they had saved specifically for purchasing a home. 22% used profits from selling a previous home, and 16% used a gift from a loved one. So people, how about gift money? That's a creative way.
It is. It's a way that they can put more down on their home, and a lot of our programs do allow it. For, yes.
Because that wasn't always the case.
It wasn't. But they used to have a certain percentage of their own funds before they could get gifting. But we do. Most of our programs will allow for a gifting.
And gift is defined as money from?
A relative. It must be a relative, or there's quite a few different. There's a fiance. It widens.
Yeah,
so there's aunts, uncles. They've expanded it than just like a parent.
You can't. It's not just a blood relative. It could be.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good. Good to know. With us today, the Dime Bank, Rory McGee and Melanie Seagraves. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can go to our website at www.thedimebank.com. You can call me at 570-229-7575, or you can email me at mcgraves@thedimebank.com.
Thank you. Let's take a moment and thank this weekend sponsor. Comfort Spec Inspection Services is your one-stop shop for all your residential or commercial inspection needs. Their services include residential, commercial, structural inspections, septic, pest, well water, mold, air quality, soil, radon testing, and more. Comfort Spec is Northeast PA's premier home inspection service because they offer same-day digital reports, 24-hour online scheduling, appointments 7 days a week, 200% client satisfaction commitment. They ease real estate transactions by providing information to ensure safety and peace of mind. To contact Comfort Spec Inspection Services, call 570-244-2090 or visit comfortspecpa.com. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of homebuyers settle for the first agent they meet, and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. Average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jreddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back discussing money.
The Dime Bank, Rory McGee and Melanie Seagraves with the Dime Bank are with us again this week, and we're talking about all the things that one has to think about when they go for a mortgage: down payment, PMI, and private mortgage insurance, closing costs. How about points? Because I feel like a lot of people don't understand points. What are points? If you can please explain that. And what is the norm these days?
Sure.
Do people pay points?
Sure. So basically, points are you're buying down your rate. So we offer a 0 point and a 1 point for our terms. So 0 point, of course, is that there is no additional fees added to your closing costs. A 1 point is 1% of the amount that you're financing, your mortgage amount. So basically, to kind of decide whether it's worth it or not to pay points is to ask yourself, in the next 10 years, am I going to refinance? Am I going to pay off? Or am I going to sell? If you're going to do those things, then it may not be worth it for you to pay the points. If you feel like, no, this is it, you know, I've got a great rate, I'm going to stay in this home, this is going to be our forever home, then it may be worth it for you to pay points.
And paying a point is basically all you're doing is reducing your interest rate. There's a fee, an optional fee that you can pay up front to get a lower interest rate. That's essentially what a point is, or paying points is in a nutshell. You're paying a fee up front to lower your interest rate for the life of the loan.
And when you look at what you're paying in interest over the life of your loan, you better be sitting down with something like a cocktail or something, because you really, it blows your mind.
Well, and that's why I think we've started to see a lot of people gravitating towards a shorter term mortgage, a 15 year or a 20 year term, because you're right. Like you said, when you sit down and look at the amount of finance charge over the life of a 30 year mortgage, it really is eye opening at how much you're paying. And even more so now with the rates the way they are. But sadly, I think that the rates we've experienced over the last, you know, 5-10 years, I'm doubtful we'll ever see those types of rates again. And the rates that we're seeing today, I think, are more realistic of a normal economy, a normal mortgage business.
Right. And I've been saying pretty much the same. I doubt that we're going to see them where they were. I mean, they were practically like giving money away, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So getting back to the points, 1%. How about 2? Do you see anybody doing 2 points, 3 points these days? I mean, because those are, it's if they're, this is their forever home, right?
Right.
Like you said, if you're going to stay in this home for a long time, how much do those points, are do they reduce the interest rate?
Usually a point is about 0.25%.
I think it's going to vary bank to bank.
It is.
I would think. And for the Dime Bank, we stop at 1 point. We don't even offer 2 and 3 point. But okay. But the concept is one that, okay, for each additional point you're paying, you're reducing your interest rate that much more, which in turn is going to reduce the amount you're paying in finance charge over the life of the loan. So it's really for, you know, for a buyer to trying to decide whether or not to pay those points. Really, it's just some simple math where we sit down and we say, okay, if you're going to be in the home for X years, you will recoup the cost of that point over the next whatever years, 5, 10 years. Right. Just as an example.
So 1 point would reduce the interest rate by a quarter.
On average, yes.
On average. But it's a good guide. All right, good. And so what are common mistakes UC borrowers make during the mortgage process?
Not hiring an attorney. I think real estate transactions in Pennsylvania require a local attorney who knows the area and knows the market and knows the real estate and knows the buyer. There are so many things that can go wrong along the way.
It's a legal process and they need legal advice. And as a realtor, I can't give it. As a banker, you can't give it. I mean, we have these titles in life, right? So, but we can give advice in terms of purchasing a home as well as you can for the mortgage process, but we cannot give legal advice.
Right.
Correct.
And it's not a lot of money. I mean, you're going to be paying for an abstract company anyway, but you're going to need legal representation. Another one of the biggest mistakes. How about if I go, I got my mortgage, I got my commitment letter, we're going to close in a week, and I go buy a Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, yes, we do.
Or the appliances.
Yes.
Or the furniture.
Make sure that we have a conversation with our customers to say, you are pre-approved right now at this, you know, with these expenses and this income. Please let us know right away if income is changing and employment is changing, and don't go out until you've closed on your home. Don't go out and purchase a new car or appliances or, you know, furniture, things like that. So
nothing.
Right.
Even if they open a credit and they have 0% for 12 months, it's still opening credit.
Absolutely. So we do have to consider that, because tomorrow they could go out and use the whole credit line.
Mm-hmm.
And for a first-time home buyer, it's tempting. You're just about to buy your new house. Now you want to fill it up with all this brand new stuff. And we've seen instances where that has come back to bite buyers, where we sit at the closing table, we've taken a fresh look at their credit, and now they don't qualify for the loan. Fortunately, those circumstances are few and far in between, but it has happened.
Mm-hmm. Let your family buy those big ticket items.
Let them gift it, right?
Okay. How about leaving a job or switching a job? Not the time to get mad at your employer.
Right. So we certainly do encourage our applicants to stay at their place of employment, because it's a big thing. We want to see stability. We want to see that they've been at their place of employment for, we like to see 2 years. Now, if they are in the same line of work and they are leaving due to getting a increase in income, we certainly can consider that. We do have to have a certain number of pay stubs. So it's not ideal, but it can be worked through.
Okay. So if they went to a competitor in the same line of work, but they're getting more, that would probably be a good thing, right?
Yes.
But if they totally change what they're doing,
yes, then that can create an issue.
Like going from a salary position to, say, a sales position.
Correct.
Construction worker today and retail worker tomorrow, obviously that's not going to work.
Right.
Same line of work is generally what we're going to be looking for.
Okay. Melanie Seagraves, Rory McGee with the Dime Bank. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can reach us at our website, www.thedimebank.com. You can call me at 570-229-7575. or you can email me at mcgraves@thedimebank.com.
Thank you both for coming in 2 weeks in a row. We appreciated your time.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, on 94.3 The Talker.